guy, because apparently, you know, like, it was actually an issue when I don't actually go through these things, so it's not common knowledge about what happened. So he says, okay, so I know you've never been in the military, and I understand that you have no idea how it works, but disrespecting a superior officer, he was calling himself a superior officer in an online chat room group of guys who put up posters. I would never call myself a superior officer, by the way. That's exactly what it was. I know you're chatting with the guy who's in Maryland. I can tell him that you understand, when he understands and respects his chain of command, he can come back in again. It's kind of, you know how badly I want to resign and just leave because I have to put up with this shit. You fucked me the hardest, Thomas, for making me stay in this fucking organization. You have fucked me and I hate you for it. This is actually not the first time I had to convince Dylan to not leave the organization. I think it was actually the third, and this time it actually didn't work. He said, I fucking hate this shit. I said, look, always thought that I'll fill whatever roles and jobs that are needed from me. I do appreciate a lot of the work you've put in. I do think you're an essential part of the group. I get why you don't like the drama that just seems to come with the position, I said. And he says, no, fuck you and fuck this and fuck that and fuck this shit and fuck this group and fuck the guy from Maryland and fuck everything. You want to fucking undermine me? Remember, what did I say? Undermining? No. Fine, I'll just fucking leave. I don't fucking care, blah, blah, blah. I don't need this shit show. Fucking shit show, he said. I didn't join this shit to be talked down to by some nobody stupid fucking bitch like Maryland guy. And I didn't fucking join this shit to argue with fucking know-nothing kids. I guess that was me, I suppose, maybe. So you can take this job and shove it up your ass. Okay, does that sound like someone who is still, like, sticking around and wanting to do everything? Okay, let's move on. He says, have fun. And then I say, if you're serious about this, we're going to have to sort out the legal paperwork. I don't want anything suffering due to anyone's disagreements. He says, I'm on hiatus until further notice. You're in charge. The legal shit might be the least of your worries. See you in hell, motherfucker. I just want you to guys realize maybe the contrast in personalities that was showcased in that conversation, and maybe the contrast in perhaps emotional states of how, you know, conflict resolution might be seen. I don't know, man.
Dylan seemed to have everything right. I mean, like, that's how you deal with shit.
Definitely. I think if you include the word fuck about 8 times in a single sentence, I feel like you have something right. Anyways, so then he left, and when he said the legal shit will be the least of your worries, or might be the least of your worries, it's just possible. Like, something else is going to be the bigger least of your worries, or whatever.
This is an aggressive threat.
So, yes, he was making threats, and I believed he was in an emotional state that would, you know, and remember, he had left me in charge, so I said, all right, as an executive decision, I am saying that this is not a proper emotional state, which I believe that he is in, to, like, make big announcements to everybody and rile people up with this type of stuff. So I removed him from a few servers, not even all of them. I kept him in the leadership stuff mostly, because my idea was that I am going to convince him to work this out with me before, you know, we go back in and, you know, sort things out and return everything to normal. You know, the plan is we're going to, you know, you're going to talk to me and we're going to work this out. Now, I did know that there was probably some possibility in my mind that he might leave totally but that was a risk I was willing to take because, you know, I didn't want him, you know, like annulling the group entirely or anything, or just saying, all right, I'm deleting everything. We're done here. And you say, oh, no, he would never do that. That's actually something he proposed during the stuff that happened. So totally something he could have done. Anyways, so I moved him from a few servers so that he could work out with me before, you know, definitely wanted him to calm down and all that stuff. And again, I, you know, will have you know that I said, if we want to do everything, let's do it formal. Let's make sure we're all in agreement. I don't want anything suffering with people's disagreements. All right. Cool. That happens. That night is over. The sun rises in the next day. And then he left. And he was 6 weeks. 6 weeks he was gone. And he didn't reach out to me. I never blocked him or anything. He didn't reach out to me. He didn't, you know, email me. He didn't try to get into contact with someone who was trying to get in contact with me. There was no nothing. And then he comes back all of a sudden after Charlottesville. So here's what happened, right? Charlottesville happened. Y'all know what happened. Y'all know the story. There's no means in me getting that. But then the night after Charlottesville, the night after, like the literally the bodies are still warm. The Heather Hare's body is still jiggling after the impact. and it had this, I don't even know if it's stopped yet, but it was definitely still going. It's not a joke, Steven. He's selling it for $200 or however much. Anyways, where was it? So yeah, it was a big podcast, Asmodor's podcast, from the Crypto War with Eli, who is now losing grace, and Faith Goldie, who lost her job, and who else? Christopher Cantwell, who's now in prison, or he was in jail, and now he's free. Now he's free. My mistake. Who else was it? There were lots of folks there. I was there, importantly. Oh, and also the entire DS crew was there. I think good guys. Anyway, so I was there, and I started having to deal with the issue and it was funny. So, it was funny in hindsight. And when I was there, it was actually really terrifying in the terms of how am I going to deal with this. So I was sitting down next to Cantwell and other people, and it was kind of like, man, this is awesome. Then Eli Mosley says, we're supposed to be quiet because the podcast is being recorded. And he like leans over and shows his phone to me. And he's like, have you seen this? And I see it's James Alex Fields standing in a shield wall next to a bunch of VA guys with the VA stuff on their, you know, logos on their shields and hats. And I was like, oh, that's bad. This is a PR nightmare. And of course, I was like racking my brain. I was like, do I know this guy? Did I vet this guy? Of course, I didn't. It's been confirmed. But nonetheless, that's all they needed, and they ran with it. So I was dealing with that in my head. And I was like, how am I going to give a coherent podcast interview while I'm trying to sort this out? And issue a statement and all this stuff. How am I going to do it? I was thinking I probably could. But then I get hit with another thing. Someone sends me a direct message saying, you know, oosh, Nathan, you're wrong. Someone sends me a direct message and says, you know, all right, Thomas, it's over. I know what you did to Dylan. Because, of course, I never made a huge statement about it, and I never told the story back then because I thought, you know, I care about people putting stuff to work, so what's the dealio? Anyways, some guys, you know, says, all right, Thomas, it's over. We know what you did. Dylan told them, not what I ever told them, because I didn't put my side of the story out there again. Anyways, you have 12 hours to relinquish control of everything, or else, you know, we're just going to take you out by force. You know, just give up. It's already over. We have everything. We're going to file a cease and desist for you. Totally can't legally do that, by the way. That's not how it works. Anyway, so then I say, hey, man, no idea what's going on. Really would like to talk to you about it. Can't right now. I'm in an area with little to no service, and I'm about to do a podcast. If you could just wait, you know, give me like a couple hours, and I'll be able to help you out. And then he comes back in like a few minutes, and he's like, all right, new deadline, 10 minutes. And I'm like, ah, okay, I see how it is. The deadline changes as I'm able to react to it. That was fun. Anyways, server bans start going around, copy pastas of lying statements start going around, servers getting deleted, people are getting removed, it's a big mess, it lasts for about 5 hours. I'm doing calls with people left and right trying to reason with them, and they're not having it because they know, and I did, you know, I guess it was a mistake of me to not to put my side of the story out there because I thought it didn't really matter because as long as people are working and we're all, you know, we're all in one big happy boat together, then it didn't really matter, but that's not the case. So you got to tell your side of the story sometimes, right? Anyway, I didn't want to start drama, but I ended up starting more. Regardless, it all worked out for the better because I'm here with you guys. So anyways, so then eventually, you know, I'm doing phone calls and stuff, trying to sort stuff out with people. The whole ride back, remember, it's 20 hours back from Charlottesville. I'm doing this stuff all the time. I'm losing sleep. It's a big fat mess. And then we all get back and, you know, everything's kind of settling down and people are kind of, you know, people are now in separate servers and nobody's doing anything. The Twitter's down, the web's down, everything got deleted out, you know, by the media after Charlottesville and all that stuff. And then, you know, then there's a big slog fest of people going out. They were threatening to sue me. File cease and desist, of course, which they couldn't legally do. There was no real precedent for that. So let me go into it. So with the legal stuff, right? They used a big thing that Dylan Hopper legally founded Vanguard. He was the CEO. He calls himself the CEO, right? But there's no such thing as a position of CEO because at least there wasn't then because we weren't incorporated. So it was like you'd be a president, maybe. But anyways, so the original legal documents of VA, it was LLC, I believe. So there were four people on the document, right? There needed to be at least four. It was me, a guy named Chris, Dylan, and a guy named Alex. And there was nothing in the bylaws that said that one person's vote had a higher, you know, sway than the other when it comes to the legal matters, right? And then Dylan was also arguing with the same legal matters that because president is next to my name and vice president is next to your name, I have 100% control and you have 0%, which isn't how the legal document and the bylaws were actually written. If, you know, you talk to someone who knows anything about law, like an attorney, for example, which I did. And it was essentially, you know, it got to the point where it was legal deadlock because I talked with Alex, who was, you know, a very nice guy. And I said, that, you know, hey, could you do me a favor and like not vote in anything? And he said, and he was, you know, a friend of mine, and he with any of it, so he said, yeah, I'm not gonna vote, I'm just gonna abstain. And now with him, I don't know, Norman, he just went inactive. It was a big, I don't know, I think he just got, you know, he got a new job and he just kind of, you know, got disheartened and blackpilled and all that stuff. But anyways, so I met him on the way back from Charlottesville and just said, hey, man, don't vote. And he was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And of course, that means legal deadlock because there had to be a majority to vote for any there had to be 3 out of 4 to vote to remove any other fourth person. So effectively, it meant nothing could get done on that front, and the bylaws couldn't be rewritten because, of course, that would take a majority, and I wasn't voting to remove myself. So eventually, that goes back and forth. They threaten to sue me. I say, hey, no, let's not do that. You can't do that. Legally, it doesn't make sense. And ultimately, they were trying to find all this stuff, and ultimately, I was promoting proposition after proposition. I even came to a resolution, we'll split the brand, right? Like, I'll take the name, you take the logo and the link, and you take all of the physical assets, like all the merchandise, all the Twitter accounts, you know, like just take it. Just let me take the name and the website or something, right? So that I even provided that split until it said, no, it's all or nothing. And I was like, okay, well, that's not really how it stands. You know, like let's find something we both agree on because like we can't make the other just, you know, force, you know, it won't work here. And then she said, you know what, how about we just, like, delete the group entirely? We just, you know, make it null and void. It doesn't exist anymore. I'm done. I'm tired of this. And I was like, okay, that's not, no, let's not do that either. Eventually, it lasted for a month of this going back and forth. It was a mess. It was disgusting. I was dedicating hours a day to talking with people, trying to figure out something. Anyways, it ended with me filing a formal resignation from the LLC. I gave Dylan a PDF that said, I, Thomas Ryan Russo, am resigning. And I have my signature on it, and it was over, and I was done, and I was cleaned my hands of it, and I have not spoken a word to him since. So that is the whole deal. That is the long and short of it, and the rest is history. And then I founded PF, like the day after. Boom diada. And they say I stole the website. I owned the domain. I paid for the hosting. I built the website from scratch twice. And the person who did originally, I didn't buy the domain, but I owned it, and I paid for the hosting. Hosting is not the domain. The person who paid for the domain was not even in VA by the time any of this started. It was left with me.
By the way, off topic, Thomas, the guy you deafened, he conveniently left after that.
Well, yeah, because he couldn't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it wouldn't matter. Oh my god! Oh my god! But anyways, that's the story. That's the story. That's the story. It's all said and done. That's the full side of the story. So it's gonna be great. What is this?
I'm actually Dylan. Like, we're friends now. It's cool. There's
Dude, no I would recognize Dylan's voice anywhere. He has a particular lisp that's hard to miss. Hey guys, this is Dylan Hopper, CEO. I guess they incorporated. Congrats. Raise funds for my organization. I'm selling handmade real fasties out of my personal workshop. Real
yeah,
ass.
I post,
very sharp.
I posted a picture of them later on down on the thread.
Oh yeah,
and
it
the
just
one
looks
thing
like
I
a regular did, axe with like wooden
yeah.
poles.
It has
like,
14 dowels, like strapped to it.
So it's like 200, 150. So
150
like
basically.
Plus the price of like 14 wooden dowels and a leather
yeah.
strap. And
like, I also posted a picture like where he's in the thread and he's like shilling it. And he's like saying nice things, but it says like it's marked as OP.